Melissa, listen to me.
Patrick spoke to her in low, gentle tones.
I'm really sorry you weren't given any advanced notice, but I spent over an hour with this man yesterday going over legalities. He is now the owner of the property and your new landlord.
Melissa glared at the attorney as she fought to get her breathing and then her anger under control. Goddamn phone call might have been... Before she had time to finish that thought, Jet wiggled out of her grasp and ran over to his friend, Mr. Murphy. When Patrick put out his hand for a high-five, low-five, no-five, complicated handshake, the little boy grinned and responded as he always did. Melissa began to breathe again. However, the relief was short-lived because it was at that precise moment that he turned his attention to her.
What's in that building?
Crow looked away from her then and lifted his chin towards the back property. Melissa's heart sank. Someone must have squealed on her. She narrowed her eyes at that someone.
Had to tell him about the business, Melissa.
Murphy shrugged. Traitor, she thought. I run a small massage business out there. Melissa turned to Crow. I'm licensed.
Let's see.
He said simply. Let's see? She repeated.
Let's see where you give your massages.
Crow's voice hardened over the last word. Melissa heard his tone, and it set off warning bells in her head. Her hands shook a little as she took off her gardening gloves and shoved them in her back pocket. Then she reached into her overalls and pulled out her key ring. It's just down the little path here.
Can I go first, Mom?
Jet skipped to the front of the line. Sure, honey. Lead the way. Jet steered the three adults down the little stone walkway that led to a small outbuilding. Melissa noticed that her new landlord's stride slowed for a moment as he looked around the yard.
You paid to have this built here?
Crow asked when they reached the shed. Melissa nodded nervously. Then she watched on as the rude, hard-looking man took his time and slowly walked around the area. And while Crow took the opportunity to check out her business, Melissa took that same opportunity to check out Crow. The chiseled jawline, the perfectly formed high cheekbones, and the hard planes of his face all screamed, beautiful, bad man. And when Melissa looked into the lenses of his mirrored sunglasses, she saw only a distorted version of herself. What did he see of her? She could suspect what he thought of her massage business. He looked like he'd seen the other kind before.
Open it up,
Crow demanded. Melissa looked again to Patrick, who nodded with encouragement. Could he not hear this man's tone? Melissa fought to keep her hands steady as she fumbled with the keys. She really hoped that the business was going to be a non-issue for the new landlord. Apparently not. Melissa stood helplessly to one side. She looked at Patrick again with nervous eyes, and he winked his reassurance while Crow eased his way around the table, lifting the sheets with long, strong fingers, as if something was hiding beneath.
Happy endings come with any of those massages,
Crow said. I'm sorry? Did I misunderstand you? The heat rose to her face. Oh, no, he did not. He was not insinuating. Before Melissa could say a word, Jet chimed in.
No, you didn't misstand him, Mom. You know what that means.
The small boy volleyed a look from his mother to Crow and back again